Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You're knowing what you're wanting. You are enjoying the expansion of your desire. Our favorite question, to which we get such an odd answer. Your lips say yes, but your vibration says, why would I like contrast? You know you are leading edge creators? Yes. Do you know that you are eternal beings? And so, does it follow for you that if you are eternal and out here on the leading edge, that it's logical that life would continue to inspire from you further desires and intentions? When those desires come forth, if they feel fresh to you, if they give you a sensation of eagerness, then you are, in your human form, looking at life the way you did from source energy perspective, and as the source energy part of you sees it now. If life has caused you to want something, and it's just irritating that you want it, or depressing that there is yet another unachieved thing looming before you, then you're looking at life as humans often have come to look at life, but it is not the way you wanted it to be. It's not the way you planned for it to be, and it isn't the way that it really is from your broader non-physical perspective. We cannot address a forum of magnificent physical beings such as those who have gathered here today without making an effort at least of convincing you of who you really are. And in fact, we think it is really worth taking your time to do it, because everything that you feel in every moment of every day is contingent upon your understanding that you are more than you see here in these physical bodies, that you are an eternal being. But even more than that, you were something before you were this. At the same time that you are here focused in this physical body, there is a larger part of you that is becoming, evolving, and is an integral part of the vibrational makeup of that which you are. In your human form, you have gotten so good at interpreting your time-space reality that you even call it reality. In your human form, you are so accustomed to translating the vibration that surrounds you into the meaningful physical equivalent that you have, as humans, all but forgotten your true vibrational makeup. You pick at it a little bit as you think about who you might have been, and you worry, especially in religious context, about who you might be again once you are no longer focused in this physical body. But it is such a rare one of you who is consciously synthesizing the whole of that which you are, even though the facilities to do it are constantly within you in every moment of every day. What we're talking about is the vibrational relationship between the source energy that you are and the human being that you are. When you think thoughts, the thoughts vibrate, but you cannot think a thought in your human form that does not in some way affect or connect to the greater thinking mechanism that is really you, the source energy part of you. You are source energy first and foremost. The larger part of you, the dominant part of you, is a non-physical vibration, and it's a vibration of well-being. It's a vibration that understands its worthiness. It's a vibration that understands its eternalness. And it is so dominant that Even when you croak, we like to use that disrespectful word, and are no longer focused in this physical body, that's the part of you that remains. That's this constant, steady, ever-expanding, ever-evolving, always worthy, pure positive energy, source energy part of you. All day, every day, you have emotions that are giving you an understanding of your connection to that part of you. When you are looking at someone, maybe it's a child, maybe it's someone that you are in love with, and you are feeling that emotion of love or appreciation that ripples through you and feels so good. The reason that you feel that way in that moment is because in your human form, what you're focused on has you offering a vibration that is so compatible with that longer, older, eternal vibration that is within you, that you are offering no static, there is no contradictory, resistant vibration being offered. You're offering a vibration that's so in sync with who you really are that you have the emotion of love or appreciation pouring through you, which is your indication of vibrational alignment or vibrational compatibility or vibrational at oneness. It's what enlightenment is. It's what alignment with source is. It's what letting yourself be the pure extension of source energy in any moment in time is. But if you are feeling an emotion that you would call frustration or anger or fear or any of those not good feeling emotions, what that means every single time is somehow you've got yourself oriented in your physical form and you're looking at whatever you're looking at in a way that is so distorted from your broader view that as you look at it in that way and you have the free will to do it, you introduce a contrary, contradictory, very different vibration in the moment, which sets up a reverberation in your being, which gives you the indication of your discord. So, in any moment, you can focus in your human form in a way that allows your alignment from source, or you can focus in a way that doesn't. And it is our strong encouragement to you that you begin to literally think a thought and then ask yourself, is the way I'm approaching this in alignment with the way the source within me approaches this or not? And the answer is an easy one. If you feel love, if you feel elation, if you feel passion, if you feel an eagerness for life, then you're looking at it pretty much the way source is looking at it. In fact, you could say, I'm seeing the world right now through the eyes of source, whether you are the object of your attention or someone else. But if you get fixated on something in this world, something that you are sure is wrong, something that's inappropriate, something that if you had your choice, you would not have it be that way, and as you feel the pain of your attention, you've got to understand that that discomfort is your guidance letting you know that you're looking at it entirely differently than the source energy within you is looking at it. So we want to explain to you that you are this source energy consciousness that focused a part of that consciousness into this human body. Not all of it, a part of it. In fact, as you go, as an eternal being, a rather small part of the consciousness is focused in you now. So this larger, 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 older, wiser, totally worthy, liquid love energy that is the basis of that which you are, has focused a part of itself in you for the purpose of you having this leading edge contrasting experience where you can, from your human now personality, have your own personal preferences be born within you. And when life causes you to know more clearly what you don't want, you instantly know more clearly what you do want, and that source energy part of you rides that rocket of desire and becomes the vibrational equivalent of your new idea. In other words, when you look around the world and you see it not peaceful, your desire for a more peaceful world shoots out of you like a rocket, and the non-physical part of you becomes that more peaceful being. When you are sick, you ask for more wellness, and a rocket of desire shoots out of you, and the non-physical part of you becomes weller than before. We so want you to understand that you are an extension of source energy, and everything that you live causes that expansion. Humans, for a while, have talked about this duality. They begin to talk about themselves in terms of being less than the source energy that they believe is more than. And we would like you to come to this keen understanding that you are always this source energy, and that law of attraction is always powerfully responding to that source energy, but that you have the ability to focus upon any subject that you choose, and in doing so, set up a vibrational reverberation within you which enhances your relationship with that which is who you really are or does not. So you were born with this wonderful guidance system that is so perfect that it's with you all day, every day, to give you a constant vibrational feedback between the vibrational aspects of you. The navigational systems in Jerry and Esther's vehicles operate on the same premise, two points of relativity. The system knows where they are, the satellites in the sky pinpoint them. They program the desired destination in, and then the system calculates the route between the two. Your guidance system works exactly the same way. You lived life, life caused you to become more. The larger part of you already became it. You're moving in the direction of it, which means you're feeling good, or you're not moving in the direction of it, which means you're not feeling good. But when you move in the direction of that which you really are, you feel wonderful. And if you don't, you don't. And that's everything that you need to know about who you are and your vibrational relationship to who you really are.